Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Morrison say in that song, Riders on the Storm. He says, if you give this man a ride, we're all going to die. And boy, have we given him a ride. But he hadn't got us right quite where he wants us yet. And if you're in denial, and if you don't fight back now, they're going to get us all. But you know, maybe we belong getting our brains sucked out like those little babies that Governor Northam keeps comfortable. So maybe that's what we deserve, huh? You know, I used to always be growing up and hear about the New World Order and the Mark of the Beast and the One World Government. And then as I studied politics, I saw more and more of that actually going on. And I was always like, I will stand against Satan. I'll be willing to have my head cut off and I'll take the Mark of the Beast. And then you grow up and you get married, you have children, you don't really think about it for a while. And then all of a sudden, one day you're like, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, not back down. And you go, oh my gosh, I've got children. What are they going to do to them? And now, you know, while no one in the EU has children, the EU leadership, and why the globalists don't have children, because they're willing to do it to themselves, but even the most evil of these people are super selfish and don't want to take care of children, but really, it's because they're scared. But what will I do to fight this system so that my children aren't destroyed by it? Or there comes a point where they're going to be devoured by the system. But they do the right thing and keep their soul. That's my greatest wish, is to be with my children in eternity. That our spirits, our energy might mirror each other and so that we resonate together. Because that's really what this is. And that we go to the higher plane with God. I like the flesh, and I like being alive, but I tell you, I'm certainly not going to cry when my mission is complete. And there is a God, there is a spirit world, it's all real. You can take heart in that, because if you resonate with the truth, and if you want justice, and if you want freedom, then you care about other people, and it upsets you to see what's happening. But if you don't resonate with God, you slowly degenerate like Gollum from Lord of the Rings until you are unrecognizable from what you previously were. And I don't want to be one of those people. I've experienced evil energy. I understand why these people get into it. But it's like a drug. You need more of it each time, and it makes you weaker, not stronger overall. When you watch Bill Gates, he looks like he's in hell when we're talking about prosperity and a promising future. But boy, when he's talking about collapse, when he's talking about mass death, when he's talking about how it never is going to get better, he looks like he is happier than a possum eating pumpkin pie. We can make jokes about him in the Dark Crystal and stuff, but who he really is so fantastically devoid of God and so removed from the life force energy that we should all just get on our knees before our Creator and thank the Creator every millisecond that we, however in the God's plan, did not end up being part of these people.
Hide what you have to hide.
But believe me, we don't need to think about violence against them or do anything like that, because God's going to do that. God's going to do something really special to these people. Really, really special is in store for them. So let God take care of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again, because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. To get your orders in, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalist strike back, May 7th, 2020. We are live broadcasting worldwide. I like to break things down. I like to expose these people, but this 30-minute documentary film is so important that I really think we should play a lot of it right now. It's posted at band.video. It's been banned on YouTube. It's been banned all over the place. YouTube censored Doctors in Black /Plandemic. And I'm going to get this lady on. She is who she says she is. And this platform, more than just being about the listeners and myself and the other great guests, is also about people that have been massively persecuted for telling the truth. So I'm going to play some of this segment next, and then I'm going to get into something that I woke up early this morning at like 6 a.m. and read this Paul Joseph Watson article, and it like punched me in the stomach, because I already knew all this, but to read them doing it publicly, the COVID is wonderful, it's going to save the earth, lower the carbon footprint, the average person lives too nice a lifestyle, you're not essential, and it's all these filthy, stuffed, taxidermy things like Robert De Niro and Jane Fonda and Madonna. Telling you need to be poor and die. Well, they're filthy rich. And of course, they're doing this to the best of levels. So now, it's bend the curve for 2 weeks, stay homes, the hospitals don't get overwhelmed, then nothing really happens. CBS got caught staging the lines at a very hospital we exposed. Listeners went and said there's no one there. And then look, no one would be there for 2 days. People staked these things out in New Jersey, Alabama, New York, you name it, California, Colorado, hell, our own Tyler Nixon went out and showed it. And they're on the news going, look at this line, body bags. And you get there, and it's like all these dudes in hazmat suits standing around for cameras. No one ever goes in because they were actors. And they now admit it. CBS has been caught. But see, now the panic, the hysteria is here. We need governors to wake up. We need judges to wake up. We need city councils to wake up. We need county commissioners to wake up. We need Congress to wake up. We need President Trump, that knows all this and is coming out yesterday and saying, I think the virus will be gone soon. It's just got to be exposed, ladies and gentlemen. So it's all going down, folks. And Veritas even caught undercover them admitting they're actors. Doesn't mean there weren't some real cases. Doesn't mean there isn't a real virus, but they're hyping it and creating the fear at the hospitals because they were ordered to do so to get the money. So the video is up. I'm going to make the featured video on band.video, Doctors in Black, Plandemic, only way this gets out, only way these people that have been suppressed get out, these heroes, is you. And let me tell you, it's not heroic for you or I to share this video by word of mouth, by email, by text message. It's still available, getting sent everywhere else. It's survival. If I was in a car wreck, there's a car hit me, and I ran off a bridge and went into water, and I hit my head, and the car's starting to go underwater, and water's coming in. I'm not a hero opening the door up, and if one of my kids is in the car, getting them out and trying to swim to the surface. It's called default position. And these predators that are part of this think their low-level minions think they're going to be part of this. I want them to know you're going to get screwed by your bosses. You're crazy. And there's still time to turn back and not be part of this. But let's not worry about those working for evil. Let's worry about those of us that know what's going on. What are you doing to expose this? Here's part of the video.
Dr. Judy Mikovits has been called one of the most accomplished scientists of her generation. Her 1991 doctoral thesis revolutionized the treatment of HIV/AIDS. At the height of her career, Dr. Mikovits published a blockbuster article in the journal Science. The controversial article sent shockwaves through the scientific community as it revealed that the common use of animal and human fetal tissues were unleashing devastating plagues of chronic diseases. For exposing their deadly secrets, the minions of Big Pharma waged war on Dr. Mikovits, destroying her good name, career, and personal life. Now, as the fate of nations hang in the balance, Dr. Mikovits is naming names of those behind the plague of corruption that places all human life in danger. So you made a discovery that conflicted with the agreed-upon narrative.
Correct.
And for that, they did everything in their powers to destroy your life.
Correct.
You were arrested.
Correct.
And then you were put under a gag order.
For 5 years, if I went on social media, if I said anything at all, they would find new evidence and put me back in jail. And it was one of the few times I cried, and it was because I knew there was no evidence the first time. And when you can unleash that kind of force to force someone into bankruptcy with a perfect credit score, and so that I couldn't bring my 97 witnesses, which included the heads, Tony Fauci, you know, Ian Lipkin, the heads of the public health and HHS, who would have had to testify that we did absolutely nothing wrong.
And so what did they charge you with?
Nothing.
But you were in jail.
I was held in jail with no charges. I was called a fugitive from justice. No warrant. Literally drugged me out of the house. Our neighbors are looking at what's going on here. You know, they searched my house without a warrant. They literally terrorized my husband for 5 days. They said, if you don't find the notebooks, if you don't find the material, which was not in my possession, but planted in my house.
As if you took intellectual property from the laboratory. Is
yes.
that correct?
It was intended to appear as if I took confidential material, names, and intellectual property from the laboratory. And I could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that I didn't. Heads of our entire HHS colluded and destroyed my reputation, and the Department of Justice and the FBI sat on it and kept that case under seal, which means you can't say there's a case or your lawyers are held in contempt of court. So you can't even get a lawyer to defend you. So every single due process right was taken away from me, and to this day remains the same. I have no constitutional freedoms or rights.
Yet you sit here. I think a lot of people would probably have just taken the retirement out early, laid low, but you have decided to come forth when your gag order has been released to write a book called Plague of Corruption, Restoring Faith in the Promise of Science. And you are naming names.
Absolutely.
Apparently, their attempt to silence you has failed. And I have to ask, how do you sit here with confidence to call out these great forces and not fear for your life as you leave this building?
Because if we don't stop this now, we can not only forget our republic and our freedom, but we can forget humanity because we'll be killed by this agenda.
Stop right there. And this woman is who she says, one of the top scientists, probably the top female virologist in the world. And she's in there, and they're like, you're putting cancer viruses, you're putting whole genomes in people, and she was seeing it kill people. Why do you think we're getting so unhealthy? And they're like, whoa, lady, you're not supposed to tell people this. But you heard her. It's the end of humanity. Now, I can tell you, the very same forces that put her in prison have told me that if I don't shut up about Bill Gates and the rest, the same thing's going to happen to me. Everybody knows who you are with General Flynn. Everybody see what you've done to this lady. People are done with it, and they know about Waco and all the rest of it. So if you think you can take on the American people and that you're going to let Bill Gates come in here and shoot up 330 million Americans with a deadly vaccine he admits is going to hurt a bunch of people, well, you're on the wrong side of history. And you're in a death cult, and you're crazy. But it doesn't matter. They select the people for these government positions because they're yes men, and they follow orders. It's incredible. This is biblical, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back with more of this powerful, powerful information. Tell folks to tune in now while you still can at band.video and infowars.com/show. If you don't, nobody will.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Sad to have to report these things to you here on air. But you can't choose your reality. You can change your reality with hard work, with determination. But the fact that we've been so disconnected watching movies, watching science fiction, horror movies, and dystopias, while the real one was unfolding around us, has allowed this evil to grow. But here's this woman, well-known. I was told about this film a couple days ago. I'd already heard about her book. I was already talking about trying to get her on. And then I watched the film last night. And as I sat here, all these people were sending me text messages of it in different video backup services. And I realized it was on band.video for free right now. And I just hope you don't let her courage fall onto unfertile soil. Because people ask me, well, why do you do this? Why do you stand up against these people? Well, what choice do I have? I mean, if Bill Gates hadn't run around in all those interviews on PBS 25 years ago saying he wants to depopulate the planet, and if he didn't have awards at Vassar for depopulating the planet, and if they weren't admitting that was his plan, if I didn't know all about it, his family, and about the IBM trust he runs, then I wouldn't be exposing him. And again, it's not a macho man thing. At a subconscious level, I'm very mad at myself doing this because I like to live. I like to not be in prison. But you know, my spirit's stronger than my flesh, and it's in full command. And my spirit says, you're not doing enough, son. Are you with the enemy? And it's not even that I fear God. That's what people call it. It's more like I can see God. And it's no debate about joining these Satanists when you know God's there. You're just like, you feel God's hate of them, and that's what you call God. You're like, whoa, these people are screwed, man. Wow. They think they got power in their short life? Whoa, you pissed off the universe, Jack. You can see it in this woman's eyes, this famous scientist. She's empowered by all the persecution. She's not scared. And she's telling the truth. I don't just believe her numbers about the fetal tissue and the cancer viruses and the side effects and the sterilization and that Gardasil did this and that. It's true. All right, go back to her. Here we go.
And I have to ask, how do you sit here with confidence to call out these great forces and not fear for your life as you leave this building?
Because if we don't stop this now, we can not only forget our republic and our freedom, but we can forget humanity because we'll be killed by this agenda.
So, Anthony Fauci.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci. I'm the director of
the man who is heading the pandemic task force was involved in a cover-up.
He directed the cover-up. And in fact, everybody else was paid off, and paid off big time. Millions of dollars in funding from Tony Fauci, Tony Fauci's organization, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. These investigators that committed the fraud continue to this day to be paid big time by the NIAID.
And the whole world is listening to his advice for how to handle this current pandemic. How do we know that what he's saying is what we need to be learning?
What he's saying is absolute propaganda, and the same kind of propaganda that he's perpetrated to kill millions since 1984.
We know from this study quite clearly that there will be a delay in progression significantly greater than for individuals who do not take the drug.
It started really when I was 25 years old. I was part of the team that isolated HIV from the saliva and blood of the patients from France, where Luc Montagnier had originally isolated the virus.
Je pense qu'il y a toute une recherche à faire à ce niveau-là qui est négligée parce que...
This was a confirmatory study, but Tony Fauci and Robert Gallo were working together then to spin the story in a different way. At that time, Dr. Rossetti was out of town, and Tony Fauci says, we understand that you have a paper in press, and we want a copy of it. And I said, yes, there's a paper in press, and it's confidential, and no, I will not give you a copy of it. He started screaming at me, then he said, give us the paper right now, or you'll be fired for insubordination. And I just said, I'm sure when Dr. Rossetti gets back, you can have the conversation. And so Frank comes back, several weeks later, and is really bullied into giving Fauci the paper. Fauci holds up the publication of the paper for several months, while Robert Gallo writes his own paper and takes all the credit, and of course patents are involved. This delay of the confirmation, literally led to spreading the virus around, killing millions.
Perhaps no one expressed the anguish of AIDS better than New York writer Larry Kramer. But he was even more angry at the federal government and the pharmaceutical industry. One person who felt Kramer's fury was NIH Dr. Anthony Fauci.
He called Tony Fauci the Bernie Madoff of science. It's still been crushing to me to think that I didn't know my work in 1999 was something that had been avoided. From 83 and 82, when the virus was isolated, the virus didn't have to wait until 84 to be confirmed. Think of how many people, the entire continent of Africa, lost a generation.
Because they were spreading it.
The virus was spread through because of the arrogance of a group of people, and it includes Robert Redfield, who's now the head of the CDC.
Oh, hit pause. Right. Back that up. You see the billboards in Africa? Thank you, Mr. Gates. Back that up. Radio listeners can hear this. TV viewers obviously are seeing it. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this makes me physically ill, but we have to sit here and we have to expose this, okay? And I'm not being dramatic when I tell you that they have basically told me, it's a shot across the bow, that we're going to do to you what we've done to this lady if you don't shut up. How do I shut up and join killing everybody? It's like, again, people say, Jones, how do you have all this courage? I'm trying to explain to listeners, this is not courage. This is sanity. It's too evil to fail, is what they predict, is what they hope. What did Joseph Goebbels say? He said it's always attributed to Hitler. It's not Hitler. Joseph Goebbels, his propaganda minister, who said, if you're going to tell a lie, tell a gigantic, super, ultra, massive, big one. He said, just tell a huge one, because people will believe it's so fantastical and so big that it must be true. It's got to be over the top, like saying there aren't two sexes. The full documentary is at man.video. While we're still able to get it out to you, we've had server problems because of massive traffic again on the live streams, but we have the audio streams, we have the radio stations, TV stations, and we have the archives that are still up and running, but there's a lot of stuff going on. So this is the quickening that everybody's witnessing right now. Their house of cards must go down. Just like Bernie Madoff, Fauci must fall or the planet falls. Hundreds of millions will die if he is not stopped. I'm sorry. It has to happen.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That documentary, Doctors in Black, is up at Band.Video for free. Hope you spread it to everybody you know. Then she gets into the fetal tissue, the cancer viruses, and the vaccines. I don't just go off what that lady says, even though she was an award-winning, prestigious virologist. We live this. We study this. It's all confirmed now. But she was going to expose how they knew it and did it on purpose. So they had 100 FBI agents in paramilitary gear and armored vehicles raid her little house. So the public watched TV and went, well, she must be bad. Man, that woman and her husband with no criminal record. She must have had a nuclear bomb. Just like they did Roger Stone's house. Same story over and over and over and over again. Now, I want to talk, but there's so many powerful reports I need to go to them. This is a report up on Infowars.com. Roll up your sleeve, America. The swine flu fraud of 76 has arrived. Why Americans, or will Americans, learn from history? It's a Darren McBreen piece, and it ties into a 60 Minutes report from back at the time. So they tell you no bad reactions from vaccines. They're wonderful, even though they've been covering up what's really in them, cancer viruses, human genomes, just all sorts of horrible allergies. Where do you think all the allergies exploding came from? Our immune systems are being turned off by the vaccines. Every study says on vaccines that they lower immunity. They might teach your body about some other pathogen, but other than that, everything else is lowered. They're making it where we can't live in the normal environment, just like most babies are born cesarean now. They have a formula. They're carrying it out. They tell women, don't breastfeed your babies because they know it makes the brain smaller, makes you stupid. They know what they're doing. It's a formula of control. Here's this report. It's powerful. Again, only you can carry the ball. Please spread it. Here it is.
Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic.
I don't need another flu shot. I had a flu shot last year.
A swine flu epidemic may be coming.
Swine flu? Man, I'm too fast for that to catch me.
You'll want to be protected, especially if you're elderly or chronically ill. Get a shot of protection, the swine flu shot.
Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, two-thirds of them, are for neurological damage or even death.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
See how easy it is to...
Thus, the U.S. government's publicity machine was cranked into action to urge all America to protect itself against the swine flu menace.
Influenza is serious business. During major flu epidemics, millions of people are sick and thousands die. Well, this year you can get protection. The vaccines are safe, easy to take, and they can protect you against flu. So roll up your sleeve. Protect yourself.
One of those who did roll up her sleeve was Judy Roberts. She was perfectly healthy, an active woman, when in November of 1976, she took her shot. 2 weeks later, she says, she began to feel a numbness starting up her legs.
By the following week, I was totally paralyzed.
So completely paralyzed, in fact, that they had to operate on her to enable her to breathe. And for 6 months, Judy Roberts was a quadriplegic. The diagnosis? A neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome. This disease can even kill. Indeed, there are 300 claims now pending from the families of GBS victims who died, allegedly as a result of the swine flu shot.
Judy, why did you take the flu shot?
I'd never taken any other flu shots, but I felt like this was going to be a major epidemic. And the only way to prevent a major epidemic of a really deadly variety of flu was for everybody to be immunized.
As part of informing Americans about the swine flu threat, Dr. Sensor's CDC also helped create the advertising to get the public to take the shot.
There's only one thing I can think of that hits harder than us.
What can that be?
The swine flu. It could knock you flat.
So what's the defense for it, huh?
Like our philosophy. You got to hit it before it hits you.
You mean a shot?
Yeah.
You got yours?
You better believe it. If swine flu wants to challenge me, I'm ready.
Oh, me too, brother. Me too.
Get the swine flu shot. Time is running out.
Let me read to you from one of your own agencies. Memos planning the campaign to urge Americans to take the shot. The swine flu vaccine has been taken by many important persons, he wrote. Example, President Ford. Henry Kissinger, Elton John, Muhammad Ali, Mary Tyler Moore, Rudolph Nureyev, Walter Cronkite, Ralph Nader, Edward Kennedy, etc., etc. Did you talk to these people beforehand to find out if they planned to take the show?
I did not know.
Did anybody?
I do not know.
Did you get permission to use their names in your campaign?
I do not know.
Mary, did you take a swine flu shot?
No, I did not.
Did you give them permission to use your name saying that you had or were going to?
Absolutely not. Never did.
Did you ask your own doctor about taking the swine flu shot?
Yes, and at the time he thought it might be a good idea. But I resisted it because I was leery of having the symptoms that sometimes go with that kind of inoculation.
I'm mad with my government because they knew the facts, but they didn't release those facts because if they had released them, the people wouldn't have taken it. And they can come out tomorrow and tell me there's going to be an epidemic, and they can drop off like flies to Mexico. I will not take another shot that my government tells me to take.
Meantime, Judy Roberts and some 4,000 others like her are still waiting for their day in court. So roll up your sleeve. Protect yourself.
Guys, back that up 20 seconds to show that poor lady who's got leg braces on to walk, because there's another sweet lady who died a couple years ago named Benny Grace Hammond. Her maiden name was Pope, and she was my mother's mother. She was my grandmother. And in the mid-1950s, when my uncle was 8 and my mom was 4, they said, come on down and get your shot for the polio, and they called a month later and said, come back down and get your second shot, and they gave it to her, and then it ate most of the nerves in her body and almost killed her. They had her set up with her iron lung for a while, and the doctor told her, Benny, it was the live polio vaccine we gave you. We're sorry. This isn't perfected yet. And she was on crutches for the rest of her life. And an excruciating pain. But I'm supposed to see Bill Gates up there telling me that it's all safe and effective, but yeah, 700,000 of you are going to get sick or die, and he smiles about it. And then I'm not supposed to get mad at him. I'm supposed to say, yes, sir, Mr. Gates. I'm going to do what you say, Mr. Gates. You're my boss, Mr. Gates. Because now they say it's safe and effective everywhere. They say there's no problems with vaccines, but see, that backfired because doctors know there are. And so that's why they're panicking now. That's why they know they've got a big problem. You see, but it's not just a side effect, ladies and gentlemen. None of these vaccines protect you from anything. It's about corrupt scientific dictatorships being able to put in your body what they want when they want. And that's the reality. Just like they lied to you about the numbers of COVID-19. It's like they lied about you where it came from. Just like they lied to you about everything. And put on those charts in every blue city and blue county, some red areas, but notice it's all the blue areas, that admit, yeah, we're counting everything as COVID, even if we didn't test you. We want the money. But the money is just the incentive to get all the corrupt local officials to go along. This isn't about money. This is about sterilizing your ass and implanting you with time-release cancer viruses. If you look it up, that's exactly what they do. Oh, yeah, that polio shot my grandma got, the second one? It had SV40 in it, too, a very aggressive cancer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health care.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So better beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
Now, you could take that minute and a half piece, and you could teach a college degree on it. Every 1 second would be a semester. It's a PhD level. Let's just take one facet of this million-faceted gym. Why in 1993 would The Simpsons put out a piece like that? Well, it's one of the highest paid shows for writers. And they want to show the establishment and the writers that write the news propaganda and that write the big hoaxes, the new wars, the new diseases, that they're even better. Because the writers at The Simpsons at that level know that they're supposedly the highest paid writers. But they talk to colleagues that leave, and they know there's a level above it at the CIA and at the foundation level that write the scripts for, say, COVID-19 and the rollout. And see, previous scripts have been written on how to roll something out. Let's say it's a rat. Let's say it's bugs. Let's say it's your cat. Let's say it's people you can't trust. And then they put out fake models to create more fear. And it's, everything is in there, and you're like, how is this exactly the same parallel? Because it's a plan. Well, how do they cook up a plan like this on the phones and at board meetings with each other and not get busted by the government? Because let me tell you, you got a bunch of yes men in different agencies. You got problems. But the average person, let's say at the FBI, is not a megalomaniac mastermind criminal. They're just doing their little cases and beavering away on what they're doing. Same thing with the CIA or federal marshals or, you know, doing protective details. It's all compartmentalized. But if you study these big events, the UN has a drill. John Hopkins has a drill. The British government has a drill. All these other groups have drills. And then they look at all the drills they've had and they debate the scenarios and they go, oh, let's create a new drill. That say in 2020, 65 million people die from a coronavirus that escapes the lab. That's in 2018 they had those drills. And then right as it starts, in November, October, November, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with John Hopkins, who created the main global models, with the Rockefeller Foundation, that created the original lockstep document 10 years before, and then they had the Disease X UN drill 2 years before. And then right as they launch it, they call it Event 201. Advancing Kissinger's plan of Event 200. It's in Memorandum 200. Look it up. Memorandum 200. State Department Memorandum 200. U.S. Code, Telephone Chapter. Fast, remember. U.S. Code, Chapter. My brain doesn't work this anymore. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. And that all legalizes lethal biological, chemical, and radiological testing on you if it is for research or law enforcement purposes. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. And then later they got so much attention they changed Paragraph B to another subsection they still operate under. But that's the reality of all of this. And so think about it. You're going to launch an operation. You've got your operatives over the key hospitals, the key national laboratories, the CDC, the NIH, the National Health Service, the WHO. Most of their underlings don't know what's going on. It's compartmentalized. And then you're sitting there taking part in a drill in October, launching the operation, and your very people are there right next to you in the command centers, not knowing in the video conferencing that you're actually implementing the plan. And they show you how they do this in movies like Ender's Game. I never read Ender's Game. I didn't see it when it came out. And Harrison Ford's so obnoxious I could barely watch it. But notice, the super genius kid thinks he's doing a drill to go to the top of the class, and really he's defeating the aliens. And he thinks it's a drill he's running, and that's kind of a metaphor of the joke of how this is not a drill, this is not a game, this is not a simulation. So that's how they run it. And as soon as we grow up and admit all of this, we wake up. And of course, anybody who watches that movie knows how it's going to end. They blow up the alien planet, which is supposedly the genius master move that no one had thought of, when it's the elementary move of these psychotics to engage in genocide and total extermination, which is the purest form of war. Oh, they're such geniuses. They blow up the ant planet. Oh, but he's good and sneaks off with a baby queen to make a new one, which is them playing God. We destroy you. We rebuild you. We destroy you. We rebuild you. More of this Illuminati crap. No, thank you, Ender, a.k.a. Jerkoff, a.k.a. Demon Spawn, Bill Gates. So if you want to know how it really runs, that's how the cow ate the cabbage. Okay, I said I'd go to calls today, but I've got a guest joining us at the bottom of the hour, and I meant to take your calls, but I've got a ton of news and things I haven't even hit yet. Now they're trying to trigger a race war again. We're going to break all that down next segment. And then I will take a few calls. Let's take 5-6 calls, but I just want to have 20 people on hold, make you hold. Let's take 7 calls ahead of the guest at the bottom of the hour on what do you think about Hollywood scum coming out and admitting that this is all about depopulation and cutting the economy off to teach you to be poor, to, quote, save the earth. I'm going to cover that next segment as well. What do you think about that? 877-789-2539, 877-789, Alex, 877-789-2539. And yes, if you'd like to see us continue on air, plus its products you need to understand, folks, don't trust what they give you in the tap water. And we have high-quality water filtration at some of the best prices you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great Alexa Pure Breeze, massively discounted right now. Also good to purify the air in your house. And that little bit of money we make off that supports the broadcast. We have storable food still available. They may have to hit pause on new orders soon because the orders are going way up again. But they've got the food in stock, and they're ready to get it out to you. InfoWarsStore.com, the full spectrum of Ready Hour by the great folks at My Patriot Supply. They're partners with us. They're in our computer system, in our back end. And so they just take the order. It goes right in the queue as your order comes in. Little secret is ours actually goes out a little bit ahead. And that's a deal we've got. But InfoWarsStore.com, you want high-quality, affordable food, you actually want to get it. You want something that lasts, that's easy to transport, has the best packaging. InfoWarsStore.com, get yours today for the best price you're going to find anywhere on food of this quality. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And Ultimate Krill Oil is the highest quality krill we could find out there. It is amazing. It's 50% off. We have X2 sold out for months. The amazing deep earth crystal iodine, totally atomic iodine, meaning it's in its atomic form. Not that it's radioactive, you know, as the periodic table. It is pure, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, what it's done for me, my family. You've heard the rave reviews. Check it out for yourself and experience it and fund the second American Revolution. And hey, it's always good to have natural hand sanitizer that doesn't have the toxic effects of some of these chemical ones. We have an essential oil one with a good, clean, organic alcohol base in 3 different scents: peppermint, eucalyptus, and lavender, my personal favorite. What is eucalyptus? I always like eucalyptus, but I really love this mint. And it's what I use because it doesn't dry your hands out when you use it. That's available 50% off still at InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of it. We got another shipment in right as it sold out, so that's available. But it is going quick. And then we have the new 5G kill shirts, 2 different varieties, and new limited edition Space Force shirts, one with a space camo I designed. So the globalists get triggered by this. Wear your colors loud and proud in the third dimension. Wake people up on the street and meet like-minded folks today. We're in a war. It's an info war. So wear your colors loud and proud and support the info war. Believe me, you are the info war. Without you, we wouldn't be here. All right. Hour number 3 is straight ahead. And then Jason Jones, always powerful, takes over before Owen Schroyer. And we've got our reporters on the ground in Dallas where the woman's still locked up.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.